Exclusive: America First Works says ground game helped Ed Gallrain defeat Thomas Massey after knocking over 125,000 doors, sending over 1 million texts. By Jasmine Jordan on May 22, 2026. America First Works is crediting its months-long field operation in Kentucky's 4th Congressional District with helping Trump-endorsed Navy SEAL Ed Gallrain defeat incumbent Representative Thomas Massey. America First Works, the advocacy arm of the America First Policy Institute, said it was an early supporter of Gallrain and mounted a large field operation for the Trump-endorsed candidate, sending more than 1 million texts to voters across northern Kentucky. While AFW President Ashley Hayek stated the group chased over 125,000 voters in just a short window to help secure his victory. "We've been all in on the ground mobilizing voters for months. But our voters didn't need much convincing," AFW President Ashley Hayek told Breitbart News. "Supporters of the America First movement want leaders willing to fight for their policies. President Trump believed Ed was that man. So did we, and so did Kentucky." Gallrain defeated Massey in the May 19 Republican primary for Kentucky's 4th Congressional District. Gallrain received 45,623 votes, or 54.4%, while Massey received 38,245 votes, or 45.6%, according to the Associated Press. The race was called at 7:54 p.m. A Quantis Insights poll conducted May 11 to 12 among 908 likely Republican voters had shown Gallrain leading Massey 48.3% to 43.1% before the election. Trump endorsed Gallrain in January, describing him as a winner and an American hero. In a Truth Social post, Trump touted Gallrain as a Navy SEAL, Army Ranger, fifth-generation Kentucky farmer, and American hero, and said Kentucky's 4th District needed someone who would help make America great again. AFW's involvement in the race began well before Election Day. Breitbart News reported in March that AFW had endorsed Gallrain and had already begun knocking doors in Kentucky's 4th District. At the time, Hayek said Kentuckians had voted massively for President Trump and deserve a fighter like Ed Gallrain, adding that Massey had betrayed their trust far too many times. Hayek also criticized Massey's vote against the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, Trump's premier legislative achievement of his second term, which Republicans more descriptively have rebranded as the Working Families Tax Cut Act. She said the bill had the simple goal of keeping more money in the pockets of Kentucky working families, citing up to $1,000 more back at tax time, a $2,200 child tax credit for every child, zero taxes on tips, and zero taxes on overtime. The day before the primary, AFW hosted a policy event where War Secretary Pete Hegseth appeared alongside Gallrain in his personal capacity, saying he was there as a private citizen, a fellow American, and a fellow combat veteran. "President Trump needs reinforcements, and that's what war fighters do. They stand behind leaders and have their back," Hegseth said, adding that Gallrain understood mission, teamwork, and loyalty. "At some point, being against everything becomes an excuse for accomplishing nothing," Hegseth said. "At some point, constant obstruction is not leadership, it's just commentary." Hegseth said Kentucky had a choice between sending Trump a warrior or an obstructionist, adding, "In my mind, it's an easy choice.